Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending December 20th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Prime Minister gives property titles to families in Greater Portmore. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness has provided 30 families in the Greater Portmore area with the titles to their homes. He told the families that the home titles will empower them to improve their social and financial status. Home ownership also gives these families more security in their daily lives. The home titles were provided through a restructuring of operations in the National Housing Trust and the Housing Agency of Jamaica. Newly crowned Miss World from Jamaica to appear at Unruly Fest. Tori Ann Singh of Jamaica, who was recently crowned Miss World for 2019, will appear at one of the top dancehall events of the holiday season at Unruly Fest. She will appear in St. Thomas at Goodyear Oval and will be given a special treat, according to the event's organizers. Carlene Samuel stated that it was easy to get Singh to appear at Unruly Fest, as she is passionate about St. Thomas and continually looks for ways she can connect with its residents. Unruly Fest is scheduled for Saturday, December 21st, 2019. With Singh's win at the Miss World pageant, all major beauty pageant titles are now held by black women, which makes her crowning a historic milestone. This week's Caribbean news. Venezuela plans to relaunch PetroCaribe program. The government of Venezuela is promising to reintroduce the PetroCaribe oil exchange program in 2020. The initiative has been inactive for almost 2 years. It was launched in 2005 to supply the Caribbean and Central American countries with crude oil from Venezuela. The oil was provided at preferential costs under long-term payment plans in exchange for goods and services like medical doctors and agricultural technology. PetroCaribe was of significant benefit to Jamaica, Haiti, and El Salvador, but shipments to all nations other than Cuba were suspended, in part due to trade sanctions imposed by the United States. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Legislature in New York supports driver's licenses for undocumented Caribbean nationals. New York State Senator Zelnor Y. Myrie, whose grandmother came from Jamaica, is welcoming plans that will allow undocumented Caribbean nationals and other immigrants in the state to obtain driver's licenses. In 2019, New York legislators enacted the Green Light Bill, which gives undocumented individuals the right to obtain driver's licenses. According to Myrie, the enactment of the new law represents a victory for the rights of immigrants and improves road safety. This week's business news. Jamaican government to finalize deal on Trans-Jamaica highway shares. The government of Jamaica is ready to close a deal to acquire the total of issued ordinary share capital in the Trans-Jamaican highway. The government will take the shares from global investors and will list the shares on the Jamaica Stock Exchange in January of 2020. This action has been described as the biggest IPO in Jamaica's history and perhaps the Caribbean. This offering will also be the first infrastructure firm to be listed in the Caribbean region and is expected to enhance the sophistication of the regional market. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry presented to Jamaican poet. Lorna Goodison, Jamaica's first female poet laureate, has been presented with the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry. Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth of Britain, will present the medal to Goodison during a royal audience at Buckingham Palace in 2020. Simon Armitage, the winner of the 2018 Queen's Gold Medal, is chair of the Poetry Medal Committee and recommended the Jamaican poet for the award. According to Armitage, the committee was impressed by Goodison's entire body of work and her reputation as a major author in Jamaica and globally. The award was established by Britain's King George V in 1933 and is presented to an individual from the UK or a Commonwealth nation. This week's sports news. Year ends with Reggae Boys ranked in world's top teams. The Reggae Boys men's national football team has finished 2019 among the top 50 teams in the world. According to the December 2019 edition of the FIFA World Rankings, the Reggae Boys are ranked number 48. The team is also ranked number 4 in CONCACAF. In order to get a place in the hexagonal round of the 2020 World Cup qualifiers, the Reggae Boys must maintain a position among the top 6 teams in the region. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays at 11 a.m. at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.